This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. COVID rates are rising across most of the country, fueled by highly contagious new variants of the coronavirus, KP2 and KP3 and LB1. As of July 18th, the highest levels of COVID are in the western United States, including Montana, although there are no areas of the U.S. where rates are noticeably dropping. At least 21 states have very high levels of COVID. Dr. Peter Chin Hong, an infectious disease specialist at the University of California, said, "You have a very, very transmissible variant, probably one of the most transmissible we've had. We have a lot of population immunity, but it doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of chaos." This is the first major wave of COVID illness since the CDC updated its COVID guidance. The agency recommends isolating until an at-home COVID test turns negative, which could be anywhere from 3 to 15 days. The majority of viral spread happens when people are the sickest. Common COVID symptoms include runny nose, fatigue and muscle aches, sore throat, cough, mild fever, and nausea or diarrhea. COVID tests are available at pharmacies and grocery stores nationwide. If possible, people should test. Michael Mina, an epidemiologist, said, "Assume you're infectious for 5 days after testing positive." With fewer people testing for COVID, experts say it's more important than ever to pay attention to symptoms. Doctors say there's more of a link between symptoms and being contagious. According to the CDC, people should stay home if they're sick. Test for COVID if possible. As symptoms of illness ease, people can return to school or work for the next 5 days. The CDC says to take precautions like wearing a mask in crowded indoor situations. A prior study showed that up to 50% of people were still infectious a week or 8 days after symptoms began, and up to 20% were still contagious up to 9 days later. The Horse Gulch fire burning northeast of Helena since July 9th is now 100% contained, meaning that fewer firefighting resources are needed, and management of the fire now goes to the Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest. Evacuation warnings for the fire have been lifted. Containment does not mean that the entire fire is out, so smoke may still be visible at times, but the risk of the fire escaping control lines is minimal, fire officials say. The Horse Gulch fire burned 15,000 acres, or the equivalent of 26 square miles. There are still areas within the interior of the fire control lines that will smolder until the area receives a significant amount of moisture, but there is not heat within close proximity near fire control lines. There has been a lot of wind that has stirred up ash and dust that has the appearance of smoke, but the fire has not flared up or challenged the fire control lines. The Horse Gulch fire, located about 5 miles south of York and 2 miles north of Canyon Ferry, at one time had nearly 600 firefighting personnel assigned. 95 were listed on the fire Friday. The start of the human-caused Horse Gulch fire remains under investigation. Did you know there's a path of travel from Hawaii to Antarctica in a straight line south-southwest that crosses the international date line 7 times? A traveler on that route would go from today to tomorrow to today to tomorrow to today to tomorrow to today to tomorrow. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.